Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham right out here in operations. The time on the clock, it's 1 o'clock Eastern, 12 noon Central Time. The latest information on Hurricane Sally, the wind 90 miles an hour, moving west-northwest at 7 miles an hour. And right now, about 175 miles southeast of Biloxi, Mississippi. Let's look at the latest information, starting off with the radar. And you can kind of see the center here. You can see that convection that over the last few hours started to wrap around the northern part and actually wrap around the center. And that really did help increase the winds. And we saw that intensification of Sally over the last hour. And as a result, you start seeing also some of this rain, some of these rain bands stretching over portions of the Florida Panhandle, Panama City, over to Pensacola Beach. I've seen some of these rain bands come ashore. The latest forecast that we have, the latest information here, start seeing that slowdown with time. I mean, not moving a whole lot now, and actually going to see that slow down a little bit more as we start turning towards the north with time. Tropical storm force winds definitely can be in those rain bands. You start seeing the about 100 miles away from the center, some of those tropical storm force winds. So look at the timing here. I mean, you really look at this. This right here is 7 a.m. on Tuesday. 12 hours later, 7 p.m. Tuesday, 7 a.m. Wednesday, and then even 7 p.m. on Wednesday. That's not a lot of movement. I mean, as it makes that turn, very slow movement, that compounds the issues of getting that rainfall, getting that storm surge. And remember, you can still see some movement in this track. Anywhere in this cone, you can still see that the center of the system. So you're still going to see some of this move a little bit with time. However, you're going to start seeing some heavy rainfall, and those rainfall totals are significant. And that's right around the core, right around the center. You're going to see some of those values, 15 to 20 inches of rain right there on the coast, the Mississippi coast stretching inward in some places, and especially in some of those rain bands around the center of the storm as well. You can see 24 inches of rain. Now, remember, it's not just on the coast. It's also inland. Look at some of these values here. We've got 10 to 15 inches stretching into portions of southern Mississippi into southwest Alabama, and then even 6 to 10 inches stretching a large portion of central Alabama as well. So a lot of rainfall, and not only there, but the Florida Panhandle as well. You start seeing some of those rain bands set up over the next few days, and you get some torrential rainfall associated with this. And also in those rain bands, you can see some tornadoes. You get some waterspouts and tornadoes as well. Storm surge still a major issue. You can see some storm surge anywhere in this pocket where the water gets really trapped from southeast Louisiana, mouth of the river to Ocean Springs. Some of those areas seeing significant storm surge. But along the center and to the right, Ocean Springs over to the Mississippi-Alabama line, you can see 5 to 8 foot of storm surge. In Mobile Bay, 4 to 7 foot of storm surge. Mobile Bay seeing that significant storm surge, especially when you start, the channel starts to narrow. You start to see that water pile up, even the Florida Panhandle seeing some of that storm surge. So good to make sure you're protected from that and in a safe place. Just some examples. You start looking at Grand Bay National Wildlife Refuge in Mississippi, through Goshen, Pascagoula, and even over to Mobile Bay. Look at some of these values where the water comes in. Saraland, Satsuma, you see that water pile up and get trapped. So we're going to keep the eye on all the latest information from Hurricane Sally here at the National Hurricane Center.